You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Looking like a pretty good quarterback class for the 2024 NFL Draft. We'll talk about it right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Adam and Dave here. All right, we know Caleb Williams is the top prospect. We don't know for sure that he's going number one, but tell me about Caleb Williams and where you want to see him go. How about the Bears?
I think Chicago would be a terrific landing spot for him. He's already got familiarity with the offensive coordinator there. Shane Waldron is part of a high school quarterback camp that invites prospects before they even go to college to work with NFL coaches and improve their game. Williams has been there. I assume that Waldron has worked with Williams while there. And Williams is just an awesome athletic talent and a great thrower of the football. In Chicago, that offensive line should be improved. He'll need that. Everybody who watched him play at USC saw him play behind a bad offensive line, and he still found ways to make plays all the time. It's because of his mobility. It's because he's gutsy with the football. He's got a good, strong arm. I think he needs nuanced receivers in order for him to be at his best. Think about those scramble drills. That's going to help to have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen there. Chicago's done a really nice job of making it a good landing spot for Caleb Williams. And I think he'll have a shot to be not only drafted in every redraft league, but also being a very early pick in rookie-only drafts, including the likely 101 in Superflex and 2QB rookie mock drafts.
I just want to bring up, the Bears historically are arguably the worst franchise for quarterbacks ever. They do not have a 4,000-yard passer. They are trying to build a dome stadium, but they play on the water. It's windy. It's cold as hell. Does that bother you?
It does, but at the same time, I like what they've done to prepare for Caleb Williams to come in, and this is just one of those things where it's a team that wasn't so bad last year, but has this amazing opportunity to improve at quarterback, and if they botch it, then you know that this franchise might never get it done with the ownership that they have, but certainly with the coaches that they have and the pieces that they have on offense specifically, I think it gives Caleb Williams a shot to buck the goodness. It's got to be like a 70-year trend for Chicago, not having a 4,000-yard passer. I think they can do it.
Oh, I feel like it's like 100 years or something. Haven't they been playing since?
No, they've been playing under. I'm thinking about like since the NFL became the NFL and not like, let's call it the Super Bowl era. Years, yeah. Not quite 60 years of the Super Bowl era.
Yeah, let's talk about more players here. Drake May and Jaden Daniels could go 2 and 3. Where do you want to see them go?
Well, Daniels will probably end up going to Washington just because I think that they treasure his dual threat skill set. He's got great mobility. He's got a strong arm. His passing metrics were better than pretty much every quarterback in this draft class last year. And he's a little older. He's played 5 years of college football, but we've seen him develop and get better. If you go and you watch him play at Arizona State, his footwork was a mess. His accuracy was off. This past season at LSU, it all was put together for him. And I thought that he looked amazing. There was a point where I liked him better than Caleb Williams, but I thought about Caleb Williams being a little bit thicker, a little bit stronger, and Williams was awesome in the red zone. Daniels, not so much. The knock on Daniels is that he's had one amazing year in college and a lot of suspect years. He's also rail thin. He's really, really lean. And so you wonder about how he'll hold up to the punishment of NFL defensive linemen eating his lunch from time to time, especially if it's Washington. But he should be able to thrive in the offense that Washington plans to implement. And I think he's got a chance to be very good for fantasy, just like Caleb Williams. Maybe not quite for as long as Caleb Williams, but because of that rushing potential, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if he scored more fantasy points as a rookie than Caleb Williams. But long term, I would imagine Caleb would be the better fantasy passer.
You know who else is pretty thin is J.J. McCarthy. And
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, he's listed on our site as 202 pounds. On Sports Reference, he's at 198. And Nate Tice wrote an interesting article on Yahoo about Jaden Daniels. And if there's only been like one quarterback who's ever been good at under 205 yards since 2000. And that's Kirk Cousins. So anyway,
well, McCarthy did weigh in at 219 at the combine. So obviously he put on weight for that.
That's good.
I don't know if he's going to legitimately play at 219.
So what do you think about him going to the Vikings? We'll finish with this. A lot of people are mocking him going to the Vikings in a trade scenario. How would you feel about McCarthy?
Well, look, he would have an amazing fit there just because of the receivers that are there and the likelihood that Minnesota would let him throw a little bit more. It's really hard to get a gauge on McCarthy because he didn't throw a ton at Michigan. And when he did throw, there were times where he was off target. There were times where he didn't make the right read. So I think he's got a little bit of work to do, but I think that there is a framework to his game that you can improve upon. The same thing could be said about Drake May, but May's bigger. He's stronger, definitely has a stronger arm. I think he can make good decisions with the football, but he's got to get his mechanics figured out. If I were Minnesota, I would do everything in my power to make it Drake May, not JJ McCarthy, obviously, to be my quarterback. And May in that offense in time could end up being absolutely thrilling for fantasy managers. He'd be really, really good. But I think the Patriots see Drake May and they've got a quarterback need. And I don't know why they would let Minnesota get him, because they need a strong arm quarterback and their offensive coordinator tends to prefer thicker, physical downfield passers. It makes sense for May to go to New England. I wouldn't love him in New England compared to McCarthy with the upside that he'd have throwing to Jefferson and Addison and Hawkinson.
This is my three sons. That's Dave Richard, and I'm Adam Azer. You get it, Dave, or no?
What'd you say?
My three sons, Hawkins, Addis, Jefferson. Yeah. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you later.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.